acting, and you'll probably get a career in it. Anything invented after you're 35 is against the natural order of things. Adams has done a bit of everything, from radio to television to designing computer games. Not all of them worked out. "These are life's little learning experiences," he said. "You know what a learning experience is? A learning experience is one of those things that says, 'You know that thing you just did? Don't do that.'" At the end of all this being determined to be a jack of all trades, I think I'm better off just sitting down and putting 100,000 words in a cunning order. Adams writes slowly and painfully. "People assume you sit in a room looking pensive and writing great thoughts," he said. "But you mostly sit in a room looking panic-stricken and hoping they haven't put a guard on the door yet." Hopefully, Adams said, what comes out at the end doesn't try to be literature. "I always think that literature is best left to the judgments of later generations," he said. "It's much better just to be literate and get on with it. I can't help feeling that an awful lot of stuff we call literature, as it's being written, probably will die a death in later years. Whereas stuff that's been motivated by something else, other than by a desire to write literature, has some other energy or insight or spirit to it." Adams will probably be writing for the next few years, before his daughter grows up. "I think what I'll do, because there has been talk about me doing a big TV documentary series, so I'll wait until her hormones kick in, and then I shall go off like a shot," he said. "I think when she's about 13, I'll go off and do a big documentary series and come back when she's become civilized." The interview ended when Adam's cell phone rang from inside his pocket. In the other pocket, there was a little bit of padded cotton, red-trimmed with a giraffe on it. It looked like it belonged to his daughter. His wife and daughter were supposed to have flown to London that night, but his daughter came down with an ear infection. A serious one, actually. It was time for Adams to climb into his black Mercedes to go home and see her. And so he does. April the 5th, 2001.
Copyright 2002, New Millennium Audio, a division of New Millennium Entertainment, Incorporated. Produced by Deborah Raffin and Michael Wiener.